return, we're going to be talking with a professional artist who has a passion for producing children's books.
Helping you succeed at the most important career you'll ever have. Welcome to Mom Talk with Maria Bailey.
So this is our day, isn't it, to have men on Mom Talk Radio, which is so uncommon for us. But I'm very excited that we have another very talented man who is contributing to the lives of our children and our families. He is Tom Schinderling, and he is a professional artist with a passion for producing children's books. He's written Wally Wuzzlemore Makes New Friends and Wally Wuzzlemore Meets Miss Hate It, as well as a children's poem book and many others. So we are delighted to have him with us to talk a little bit about what goes into his book. So welcome, Tom, to Mom Talk Radio.
Hello.
So tell me a little bit about, where do you find your messages that you put in the books?
Honestly, a lot of it is, some of it actually comes from just seeing what's in the media around us and what I feel like is not being talked about enough or shared enough, or you don't see enough sometimes in children's programs. A lot of it is like the messages I try and get across are things that I just think are important or I feel like I would like to see more of, you know, and I like to put my own spin basically on it with my monster illustrations.
And so tell me what the message is in Wally Wuzzlemore Makes New Friends.
There's actually a few different messages. One main one is trying new things and not being afraid to try and give people a chance to see if, if you feel like, you know, they could be your friend, you know, and you don't have to fit in with every clique and every group. Wally actually goes through and he meets several different types of monsters and they do different things. And he tells them, you know, I'm not really into what you're into, but that's okay for you. That's cool for you. I'm just going to go ahead and be on my way. And he ends up actually still being friends with everybody. They're just not his closest friends, you know? It's kind of just about... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, that's a really good lesson, because I think that's somewhat different than what we normally teach our children, you know? We teach our children, you know, to be kind to everyone, but there are different levels of friendship that you experience in life, and that's a really cool lesson. So you also illustrate your books, which I think is really kind of unique and different. What are you going for in your illustrations?
A lot of times I just like having fun. I like to play around with different shapes and different kind of creatures. And these books, particularly, like, the theme is monsters. I love monsters. I always loved monsters ever since I was a little kid. I've drawn little monsters, you know, when I was small, and I enjoy making them, and they're a lot of fun, and it's just kind of fun to try and also make those things relatable in a way to children. And I think children like odd looking things too. I think they're drawn to the colors and the strangeness of them.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, you know, why would you want to, because normally we think monsters, we think scares children. So, you know, why would you want to, why would you want to incorporate monsters into a children's book?
Well, honestly, part of it is because kids get too caught up learning from their parents and learning from media that if something looks weird or looks odd or not a particular way, they tend to think, oh, that's something I need to stay away from. I can't like that, you know. I think that, you know, if they can relate to something that doesn't look like them or is strange, then it will open up their minds, I hope anyways, to accepting other people, other kids, and making friends with people that they would otherwise not see as being, quote unquote, you know, normal or average.
Right, right, right. So, and then you, I'm just wondering, like, who inspires you? Like, where do you find your inspiration for these books?
A lot of it is, Dr. Seuss probably has a lot, tell you the truth. I really love the Dr. Seuss books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of fun messages and a lot of goofy, kooky characters. I love the writing, you know. Shel Silverstein has a lot of great, great poems. I love his writing as well.
And so let's move a little bit to poetry. Is it much different to write a book of poetry? And are children even reading poetry today?
You know, I don't know. I guess I kind of assume they did because I remember reading small poems as a kid. I mean, I remember reading Shel Silverstein and having those stories read to me when I was in elementary. If nothing else, hopefully my book will draw them to small, short poems and stuff because of the illustrations and the whimsical nature of it.
Well, it's all very, very exciting. And where can we go to find some of your books, Tom?
Well, you can find them on either Amazon.com or you mm-hmm. can find them on Barnes and Noble.com.
Okay. And we'll look them there, and we'll have a link to a few of them on Mom Talk Radio as well. Thank you so much, Tom, for joining us today on Mom Talk Radio, okay?